Hello and welcome to this edition of Corn Talk. I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and with me is the CEO of the Missouri Corn Growers Association, Gary Marshall. Gary, I understand that we now have the state legislature back in session after a spring break, and there's already activity with new legislation here in state that will have an impact on those people growing corn.
Absolutely. It's our state's version of a renewable fuel standard. In Washington, D.C., we all understand that Congress is currently looking at federal energy policy. They're looking at some sort of a requirement which would force the oil companies to utilize more ethanol in their gasoline. And the state of Missouri is considering the same thing. This legislation was first introduced in the House of Representatives last week, and it looks like excellent legislation to us, something that we're going to support the legislature and their efforts as they move forward on this. Would actually require that the state of Missouri utilize ethanol in all the gasoline sold. So that means the wholesalers, the retailers would have to be utilizing ethanol blends in all the state's gasoline. And I've got to tell you, with gas prices approaching $2 a gallon on a wholesale basis and ethanol dropping below 70 cents a gallon on a wholesale basis with the tax credit off, it makes absolutely no sense why the oil companies are not utilizing more ethanol, and therefore the reason why you have to force them to use ethanol just doesn't make any sense. But there again, they're oil companies.
Well, and Gary, besides the legislation that we've got in state in Missouri, I understand on a federal level that we've also seen some activity, especially as it relates to legislation that would have an impact on our corn growers.
We have seen some real movement in Washington, D.C. in terms of energy legislation. The renewable fuel standard is starting to move through the Senate, and then last week it was introduced again as a part of a House energy package. So we're talking about a renewable fuel standard, which probably is going to increase even in the House of Representatives above the 5 billion gallons that has been proposed for the last 3 years to perhaps 6 and maybe even 7 or 8 billion gallons of ethanol. Certainly the Senate is going to move that number up rather quickly, and we hope that the House will do the same thing. It just makes a world of sense right now when we're over 64% dependent on imported oil to take a look at our own renewable resources that we have right here in the United States. They're cleaner burning. Ethanol is cleaner burning. Domestically produced, it's renewable, and it is by far the cheapest source of petroleum that we have, or of liquid transportation fuel that we have in the marketplace today. So it makes a lot of sense to continue to support the use of ethanol.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Gary. And with this edition of Corn Talk, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.